So nice, amen. I love Strassenet. She's doing a great work there in the women's home, amen. Yeah. Amen. And before you're seated, I just want to take this time to just give the Lord some praise. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on, if you can ready, give the Lord some praise. Joining us for our Fired Up Friday service. You guys may be seated. Thank you, worship team, amen. Let's give the worship team a hand, amen. And I just want to thank God for everything that He's doing in my life. I've been serving God going on 8 years, amen. It's going to be 8 years actually in a couple weeks. On the 21st of 2011, I gave my life to Christ. And it has been the greatest thing that I have ever done. I was only 11, actually, at the time. I was going to turn 12. And I remember it just like it was yesterday, because it was the greatest thing that I've ever done is to give my life to Christ and to be a part of this beautiful ministry. I thank Pastor Sunny and Sister Julie for answering the call and giving their lives over for people like us, the people like my family, my father. And I'm grateful for who they are, and I'm also grateful for my my pastors, who are my parents, amen.
Amen.
And come on, give them a hand. I know they're not here. I think they're watching us, amen. But I want to thank them for everything that they've done in my life. They have seen something in me that I didn't see in myself. They have given me opportunity when I didn't deserve it. And they have impacted my life since the very beginning. And I'm grateful for them, and I'm also grateful for who they are, their marriage. They're a perfect example of what I want my marriage to look like. And I'm grateful for them and everything that they've done, amen. And I also want to thank the leadership team here for giving me this opportunity. Thank you, Pastor Josh, and you know everybody here. I'm grateful that you guys came out, amen.
Amen.
So let's give the Lord praise, amen.
Amen.
And if we could stand for the reading of God's Word. And if you can turn your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 through 6. And the title of my message is Code Red Mode. Code Red Mode. It may have just been a two-day event for some of us women, but how many know as a church we're always on code red mode?
Yeah.
Not just for women, but for men,
yeah,
all
man.
Types of people that are lost and hurting.
Yeah,
and before we start reading the scripture, I just want to give you what I found what code red means. It means sending a message of emergency.
Wow.
And if you can, we're going to begin to read in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 through 6. And it reads, "The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, when I bring the sword against the land and the people of the land, choose one of their men and make them their watchmen. And he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people. Then if anyone hears the trumpet but does not heed the warning, and the sword comes to take their life, their blood will be on their own head. Since they heard the sound of the trumpet but did not heed the warning, their blood will be on their own head. If they had heeded the warning, they would have saved themselves.
Wow.
But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes someone's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood."
Wow.
Lord God, we thank you for the reading of your word, God. We pray that you let it minister to our hearts, God. Lord, we thank you and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated here tonight, amen. And as we begin to read this, we begin to see a watchman. And a watchman's responsibility is to warn the people when, and the word says, when a sword, basically whenever the enemy is going to attack. So there, a watchman's purpose is to heed the people, to warn the people. And God is saying, if the people hear the warning, but they do not heed it, they don't pay attention to it, then that is on them. But if the watchman doesn't heed them and doesn't warn the people, then it is on the watchman. And this is something that he gave to Ezekiel. See, if we read down in verse 7, it says, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me. When I say to the wicked, you wicked person, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade them from their ways, the wicked person will die for their sins, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the wicked person to turn from their ways, and they do not do so, then they will die for their sins, though you yourself will be saved." See, Ezekiel was a spiritual watchman. He was a spiritual watchman. He was responsible to tell the people of Israel to change from their wicked ways. That was his responsibility. That's what God had told Ezekiel. He told Ezekiel, "I need you to be a watchman for the people of Israel. If I tell you that their sins are wrong, I need you to tell them. I need you to go to them." See, Ezekiel was on cold red mode. He understood that there was people that were in his hands. And if he didn't tell them about the gospel, that these people would die in their sins. And not only that, but God would hold Ezekiel accountable. He would hold him accountable for not preaching and proclaiming the gospel. See, you wonder here, well, why do they hit the streets every Friday night? Why do they plan events like Code Red? Why do we got to do a drama time after time? Because let me tell you, church, there is people that are in our hands. The city of Grand Prairie is in our hands, and we have the truth, and we have to proclaim it. We have to have our mindset that it is time for Code Red mode. There is an emergency. There is an emergency. There's people going to hell. Going to hell. Yes, there's things in this world taking place. There's, you know, evil taking place. There's a lot of things happening. But there is a bigger emergency. And that thing is called hell. That is a place where I'm telling you, you don't want to be. So why would you want anybody else there? There is an emergency that we have to speak. See, that's what we must do. All we have to do, and he makes it simple to Ezekiel, "I just need you to tell them about me."
Come on.
That's all you have to do. If they don't listen, if they don't warn, if they don't heed the warning sign, then it is on them. See, we like to think of it as so complicated, but all we got to do is speak the truth. All we got to do is speak the truth. It's go out, take time out of our own hands and begin to love people and begin to show them Christ and begin to give them more of God.
It's good.
It's to speak the truth. Today I want to give you three things a watchman must be. Three things a watchman must be, because I'm here to let you know that you are a watchman. You are a watchman. Now, whether you're a good one or a bad one, I'm not too sure, but we'll find out tonight. And if you're not a good one, then tonight's the night to change that. Tonight's the night to become a better watchman that God needs you to be, that your pastors need you to be, that your leaders need you to be.
Yes. Come on.
The first one is we must be attentive. We must be attentive. And I know that can be difficult. Because I know sometimes, you know, we get distracted.
Right.
You know, I've been up here already for 10 minutes or so, and you probably still don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Because we're people who are naturally distracted. We get distracted, right? Somebody walks through the door and was like,
yeah.
We're so easily distracted with things in our lives. I mean, we couldn't even sit in a classroom at school, right, without getting distracted or without cracking jokes, right, and being a distraction to the whole class. This is who we are naturally at times. We can't keep our focus, our attention on certain things. It can be very difficult. And see, spiritually, the enemy distracts us. Because, see, look, he wants to come in. He wants to come into your life. He wants to do certain things to distract you from winning people over to Christ.
Right.
See, look, he knows that you're saved, right? He knows you're serving God and you're down, you're for the ministry, you ain't going nowhere, right?
Talk about it.
And he sees that, right? We say that word, we're down, you know, we ain't going nowhere, nothing's pulling me out.
Wow.
But doesn't mean that you're not a threat to the enemy.
Oh.
Especially if you came in to Victory Outreach. Especially if you were once bound by drugs and delivered. If you were set free. If you were, you know, set free from an addiction. If you were set free from a broken marriage. If you're a young person that's serving God. Whatever it may be, you're a threat to the enemy. And let me tell you, he doesn't want you to proclaim the message of Christ. So he's going to distract you from going out and evangelizing. From telling your co-worker about Christ. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to distract you with your own problems. Your own problems. Whether you're struggling financially, whether you're struggling, you know, in your family, at school, at work. He brings all these problems into your life. So that he can distract you from telling people about Christ.
Come on.
You're so caught up in your own problems that you won't see that hurting person walk past you.
That's right.
You're so caught up on, oh, I gotta do this. I gotta go do that. I gotta go take care of this errand. I gotta go over here. I gotta go do this. And you're so distracted that you can't even see the need. You can't even see what's taking place.
It's true. It's true. That's not true. That's true.
You have to be attentive. You have to be a watchman that's attentive. Look at what the enemy's doing. Look at the distractions he brings in your life. Stay focused. Stay focused. Don't sleep on the job. A bad watchman sleeps on the job. Think about it. He has to be awake. At every moment, he cannot lose focus. He has to be attentive to the right, to the left. And the same we must be. Attentive to the enemy and his schemes.
Yeah.
Listen, I know you got issues. I know you got problems in your life. We all do. It's life. It happens. But you gotta know that there's people that are suffering. There are people that are lost and that are hurting. And I've seen that today from my very own eyes. And you know, as I was worshiping God and I was praying to God, I said, God, I know I have so many things going on right now. But God, the only thing I want to do is be pleasing to you. The only thing that I want to do, hell could be breaking loose in my life, but please don't let me lose my focus on reaching souls. It's all about people. I mean, I'm here to let you know that it's about people coming to Christ. People coming to Christ and giving their lives. Stop being so focused on yourself that you can't even see the need. Today we saw was in need. Today I saw such a need. Women, and I mean this place was full. There was like waitlist. We need more. Next year, we need all the women in our church to go out. Why? Because there's such a need. We want to be able to tell these women about Christ.
Amen. Amen.
But we have to be attentive. We have to be watchmen that are attentive.
Wow.
That we're looking and we're, that just like the enemy is searching for you, you gotta search for him. You gotta search for him. You gotta be, that's what the word of God says. Be alert. Be alert. For the devil comes like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Stay focused from the enemy's attacks.
That's good.
Secondly, a watchman must react quickly. Must react quickly. Say, don't hesitate to code the warning. The time is now to react and move.
Come on.
Do what it takes.
Yeah.
See, a watchman has to be able to react quickly.
That's right.
He has to be able to point out and say, there's the devil. There's he coming. I have to heed the warning.
That's right.
He can't hesitate. And see, many times, this is what happens in our lives. We see the enemy coming and we get stuck.
Ooh.
We're in a place in our lives where we're stuck. We see him coming towards us. We see him coming towards our lives, towards our family. And what happens? Fear begins to grip us. Fear begins to hold us back from sharing the word of God. We're like, oh, I don't want to mess with the enemy. I don't want to, you know, mess with him or get in the way, you know. So I'm just not going to tell anybody about God as long as I make it into heaven. But let me tell you, you have to, you cannot hesitate to heed the warning sign. You cannot hesitate. You got to give everything that you got. Everything that you got. Because the enemy attacks, and I don't know about you, but he's been attacking me lately. He's been attacking my mind. He's been attacking my finances, my family, and I'm not just going to let him. I'm not going to hesitate to tell somebody else about the love of God and what he's done in my life. You cannot hesitate. Look, don't worry about what or what not to say. Just step out of faith. Have the courage to what? Jesus loves you, and he changed my life, and he can change yours. He can do a miracle in your life. You cannot hesitate. Be bold and courageous. Don't let the enemy hold your tongue. Don't let him hold you back. We ran it all before. We talked all the mess before in the world. What's holding you back now? What are you afraid of? You weren't afraid then. What are you afraid of now? Do not hesitate.
Wow.
There's some of you here that you've been hesitating.
Oh, wait. Wow.
That coworker at work that you see crying in their car.
Wow.
That friend that you know is addicted.
Wow.
That family member that you know is struggling in their marriage and you still haven't told them about your life group because you don't want them to know your business.
Wow.
Because you don't want them to know that you struggle. It's time.
Come on.
It's time. Stop hesitating.
Come on.
Stop letting the enemy hold you back. Go to the streets.
Man.
Watch somebody.
Yeah.
If you don't know what to do, just go.
Yeah. Yes.
My God. Good word.
Come on, man.
The third thing is, a watchman must be loyal to his people. He must be loyal to his people. He must be willing to sacrifice. As I began to put these messages together, I began to think about a watchman. And I began to just really see that he must really love his people. Because this is not a job for just anybody.
Come on now.
This watchman had to stay at his post while his family was at home. While his children were wondering where their dad was. He had to be loyal to his people. He had to be willing to sacrifice. While everybody else in this town or in the place was living their life, working, enjoying their family, he was there at his post making sure that the enemy didn't come into his town. He was there so that everybody else could live, so that everybody could enjoy their time there. He was there being alert.
Come on.
See, you must be loyal and committed, yes, to Christ, but to people.
Yes.
You must be willing to sacrifice.
Yes. Wow, that's heavy.
So I thank God for our pastors.
Yes.
For our pastors, for our founders, for our elders.
Amen.
That's good.
They were willing to sacrifice.
Yes.
And we see it every time in our founder's life, as we see if you read the book Treasures Out of Darkness, how he sacrificed his time.
Yeah.
So that others can be reached.
Come on.
Sacrifice their homes. We look at our pastors' lives and everything that they do so that other people can know Christ.
It's good.
They fight the enemy daily.
That's right.
And there's a sacrifice that has to take place in our lives.
Good.
There's a sacrifice that has to take place within us. You're right, it's not easy. I'm not saying that being a watchman is easy, it's difficult.
It's good, come on.
It's hard work.
It's right.
To reach out to people who don't even want it at times.
Yes.
But you were that person.
Come on.
You were that person once out there lost and hurting, and somebody took their time to heed the warning sign in your life.
Yes.
Somebody was willing to sacrifice for you. Why can't we do the same?
Wow.
Savvy.
It's a sacrifice that takes place in our lives.
Amen.
And as watchmen, we have to be willing. We have to be committed.
It's good.
Committed to people and loving people, not giving up on people.
Amen.
Showing the grace of God upon their lives, just like God did for us.
Amen. It's good.
Just like God did for us. And those are things that a watchman must be. But I also want to give you what you're a watchman over.
Oh my God.
And the first one is, you're a watchman over the treasures out of darkness.
Amen.
Victory Outreach International is a ministry that reaches the inner cities of the world.
That's right.
And we're called to reach the treasures out of darkness.
Amen.
We're called to go out. And if you enter here and you say, I'm Victory Outreach, I'm part of this church, I'm here to let you know that you're a watchman over those treasures out of darkness.
Amen.
Look, I've never done any drugs in my life. I've never drank in my life. I've never even been to a party.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've never lived that type of lifestyle.
Yeah. Come on.
But it doesn't mean that when I see a drug addict pass by, that I'm just going to let them walk away. That's not what I'm going to do. I may not know exactly what they're facing, but I know that what they're going through isn't what God can give them. God has something better. God has something greater. That just like he changed the life of my dad, he can do it for them. It doesn't matter.
That's good.
If you've never done drugs or not,
that's right.
It's a vision that we believe in.
Yes.
It's what we're called to do.
Right.
It's to reach the hurting, the lost.
Good.
Those that are out there that nobody else wants. That nobody else wants to give a chance. We're a watchman over their lives because you know what? The enemy is after them. He's after them. He doesn't want us to reach the drug addict. He doesn't want us to reach the twilight treasures. But we're Victory Outreach, and you know what? We give a specific day just to reach the twilight treasures. Why? Because we're a cutting edge ministry. He chose that you let him.
Wow. Hey.
Exposed. Her way.
But I'm here to let you know that Jesus has all the power. He has all the power. And you know what? He gives us that power. That power lives within you through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
And you know what? Sometimes we talk, oh, yes, there is power right in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
We sing it. We talk about it. But we don't know how to exercise that power. Then it takes prayer. It takes prayer. There is power in the prayer. There is power in prayer. And if you want that power of God, if you want to be able to walk up to somebody with an addiction, with a hurt, with a heartache, you got to walk up with some power and say, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, you are free. You are delivered. Do not be afraid to reach out to the treasure of the darkness, because the same power that Christ has, he has given to us. Disciples.
Good.
He has given it to our founders.
Amen.
To our pastors.
Amen.
To our leaders.
Amen.
And the same power you hold with inside of you.
Good.
But you gotta exercise that power.
Good.
We must be a watchman over this generation.
Amen.
There's a generation that is lost. Many of you, if you have children, right, teenagers, babies, or if you even have, you know, nieces, nephews, young teenagers, you're a watchman over their lives.
That's right.
Good work.
I believe, look, good. I was a young person and somebody believed in me.
That's right.
Somebody, my parents were watchmen over my life.
Right. That's
good.
They guided me every step of the way.
That's right, amen.
I remember time and time going to church and not wanting to serve God. But I remember hearing my dad come here and preach the word of God and him talk about, you know, tomorrow's not promised to nobody, the wages of sin is death, you gotta change. And I remember time and time hearing that message and feeling the power of God and not wanting it. But because they watched over my life and they began to pray over my life, I stand here today serving God. I shouldn't be here. I should be just like any other young girl, lost, heartbroken, confused. But because there was watchmen over my life, I sat here with a purpose and dignity. And the same for our generation. Our generation is crying out. It's crying out for help. Because they don't have anybody watching over their lives.
Wow, that's
heavy. Parents to let their children do whatever.
My God. Oh, wow.
Put them on different things. Let birth control be okay. Just don't get pregnant or just don't do this.
Wow.
Making things all right.
It's heavy. Heavy stuff.
Be a watchman over somebody's life. Over your children. Over people in your life. This generation.
Come on now.
That the enemy tries to attack.
Wow.
And lastly, you're a watchman over your family.
Amen.
The piano player can come up. You're a watchman over your family. And this is so very important because we're all here, whether you serve God or you don't serve God, you know that the truth is in Christ.
Yes.
And we all have family members that are lost.
Amen.
We all have family members that are hurting. Our mothers, fathers, our brothers, our sisters. I have a mom who is addicted to methamphetamine.
Wow.
Who is lost. And at times it gets difficult. At times it gets hard. But I understand that I am a watchman over her life.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
And I will never get tired of make sure of that.
Amen, amen.
To tell them about the love of God.
Amen.
Don't get tired. If you've ever heard a warning sign, a warning, you know, like stuff that comes on our phone, right? It's an annoying noise. I mean, it's like everybody's phone's going off, turn off, like it's annoying, you know? Or when you're at the mall, you know, they're trying to get you out. It's annoying, and like turn it off, like we're leaving already, you know? And that's why our family doesn't like when we talk about Christ.
Wow.
It's uncomfortable to them.
Wow.
It's a warning.
Wow.
And they don't want to listen to it.
It's heavy. It's true.
They don't want to hear it. They don't. It's like, oh, stop talking.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I'm here to tell you that don't stop.
Amen.
They might ignore you. They might try to push it away. But it's still going.
Amen.
They're still hearing it.
Amen.
They're still hearing it. So don't get tired of preaching to them.
Amen.
Don't get tired. You're there and I can see, I can probably think the watchman is in a high place and he doesn't really know if people are heeding to it. He just keeps going and blowing the trumpet and blowing it. It's their decision at the end of the day if they want to listen to it.
It's true. Come on.
But you don't give up.
Come on, baby.
You don't stop. You don't stop telling them about Christ.
Amen.
You don't stop telling the treasured out of darkness about Christ.
Right, amen.
So what? They rejected you. They threw the fire in your face. Don't stop.
Amen.
So what? Your family tries to shut you up and make fun of you. Don't stop.
Come on. Good.
Because you're responsible. You're responsible to heed that warning sign. And it's not just one time. Think about it. How many times did somebody have to tell you about Christ?
Oh, yeah.
If you're somebody who said only once, you're one of a kind. Because even me, that I grew up in church and heard it all my life, it took time after time for me to really know that there was an emergency in me. That the devil was after my life.
Oh.
And at a young age, he wanted to destroy me.
Wow. It's heavy. It's good stuff.
And I didn't listen the first one or two times. It took time and time, God calling me. It took time and time, preaching after preaching, that I had to hear to finally heed the warning sign. So don't give up, church. Don't give up on that family member. Don't give up on your mom, on your dad, on your brother, your sister, your friend. Be a watchman and be a good one.
Amen.
Be a good one.
Amen.
Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel.
Amen.
You never know what God can do. All you gotta do is speak Him and He'll do the rest.
Good.
He'll do the rest.
Right.
He'll do the rest. When I go out there, I let God take control. And people will just start to open up and they're hurting and they're going through this. And trust me, at times, I don't even know what I'm gonna say. But God moves.
Yes.
God moves in a mighty way. He moved today. The enemy's not happy. We stepped into his camp. And we took back what belonged to God. You don't think I'm aware that he's going to come and attack my life? That he's going to attack my finances and my family? I'm aware. But I'm also aware of the God that I serve. I'm also aware of who He is. That He's my provider. That He's my Jehovah. He's my Savior, and He's always going to take care of me.
It's good. It's good.
Amen. I want you to stand to your feet. And I want to do two things here today, tonight. I want everybody to close their eyes and lift their hands to the Lord. And if you're here tonight and you know what, you've been hearing the warning signs. You haven't surrendered to Christ. People have been telling you over and over again that Jesus can change you, that tomorrow's not promised. If that's you, and you're ready, right there where you're at, just lift up your hand to the Lord. Secondly, if you're here, you say, you know what, I haven't been a good watchman. I've been distracted. I've been distracted with my own things. I've been stuck with fear. I lack love for people. Whatever it may be, if that's you, I want you to step up to this altar and begin to ask God to do something new in your life. To give you a fresh fire for people. Church, it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility. It's in your hands. Sometimes you want to just leave it up to the pastor, the leaders. But no, it's your responsibility to reach your family, the people in your life. Just right there where you're at, begin to worship God. And let Him use your life. Oh, come on, church. Oh, just lift your hands up to the Lord and worship Him. The first way that we can even be a watchman is prayer. It's praying. Praying for those lost people of God and for God to give us that boldness and that courage. Worship the Lord. Oh, come on, just cry out to Him. Oh, come on.
Ready and willing.
Many have you been distracted?
Here I am.
Your love for people.
You love me to be.
You love your passion, and God wants to give you that back. God wants to move in your life. He has called you to reach the treasure that is darkness. Oh dear.